Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The previous class we discussed the blowing of conch shell by Bhishma Deva and other Pandavas. Then how so Krishna was requested by Arjuna to put his chariot amidst the two armies. So after telling this, so he tells again in the previous verse also, 22nd verse, he tells why he wants to that he wants to see who has come to fight, with whom he has to fight. He wants to see. But again in 23rd verse, he tells more exclusively why he wants to go in between the two armies. So we'll read.
Yotsyamanam avaksheham yaite prasamagataha dhartarashtasya purbhudhe yuvahire priya chikirshavaha.
So he's saying, so though I want to see avaksheham, I want to see those who have come to fight. So samagataha means those who have assembled. So why dhartarashtrasya durbuddhi? So to give sight to the evil minded Dhritarashtra. So evil minded son of Dhritarashtra. So it is to please Duryodhana. So Srila Prabhupada tells that how all who have come, they are birds of the same feather. So they were all opposing to Arjuna or the righteous Pandavas. So we can see when birds fly, so they fly together. So similarly, so good people are separate, bad people are separate, devotees are separate. And here especially he wanted to see, just to make a comparative strength. So means to estimate what is the strength of opposite army, he wanted to see. So purport, first translation, let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil minded son of Dhritarashtra. But it was an open secret that Duryodhana wanted to usurp the kingdom of the Pandavas by evil plans in collaboration with his father Dhritarashtra. So Duryodhana was very envious, but Dhritarashtra also supported him. So envious of Pandavas. Therefore all persons who had joined the side of Duryodhana must have been birds of the same feather. So it's told sometimes. Why is so much? First of all, coming late. So it's said. Tell me your friends, I'll tell you your character. So they are together always. So friends. Arjuna wanted to see them on the battlefield before the fight was begun, just to learn who they were. But he had no intention of proposing peace negotiations with them. So he didn't have any intention of that as of now. It was also a fact that he wanted to see them to make an estimate of the strength which he had to face. Although he was quite confident of victory because Krishna was sitting by his side. So he was just eager to see who are they. And also he wanted to make an estimate. He wanted to see who are those on the side of Dhritarashtra or Duryodhana. So next verse.
Sanjaya uvacha eva mukha shikesho gurakeshe bharata senyor bhayor madhe satvaritvaratottam.
So when Krishna was ordered, so Krishna immediately took the chariot in between two armies, and that is told by Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. So he's telling, Eva Mukto Rishikesho. So Arjuna addressed Krishna, Rishikesha, by addressed him like that in the previous verses, you know. And Gura Keshena Bharata. So here Arjuna's name is taken as Gura Kesha. So Senayor Ubhayor Madhya Stapayitva Radhottamam means Krishna has placed the chariot in between two armies. So here Rishikesha Shlok Rupad explains in the purport that Krishna could understand Arjuna's mind. So he has used the word Rishikesha Sanjaya. And in the next paragraph also that comes in the first part, in the next purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining the significance of word Rishikesha. And Gura Keshena, Arjuna, he is referred as Gura Kesha because he had conquered sleep. He could practice even in the night archery without sleeping. So that much he could stay without sleep. So sleep means ignorance also. When we sleep, actually we go to ignorance. And so we take bath in the morning to come out of the mode of ignorance. So immediately we take the names of Lord. So that gets us away, frees us from ignorance. But since Arjuna was always remembering of Krishna, so there is no question of ignorance. So whenever we remember Krishna, we come out of ignorance. So of course after that, we take bath also. We come in the mode of goodness and then again we do our different activities. Because we are not at the platform of constantly remembering Krishna. So we have to regulate ourselves and so lead our lives. So in sadhana bhakti also this is there. Constant remembrance of Krishna. So for Arjuna it was spontaneous. So he didn't have to practice. So Krishna tells a pure devotee, it is his nature to not to remain without remembering Krishna. So whereas our nature is always to forget Krishna. So always bodily conscious. So we want to sleep more, we want to eat, we want to mate. Of course we don't matter. That is, but eating, sleeping, it's very difficult to give for conditioned souls. Defending. So acharyas, they base the activities in sadhana bhakti according to the activities of pure devotees. So like pure devotees always think of Krishna by glorifying his name, form, qualities, pastimes. So the schedule is the dinacharya or the daily program is given so that to always remember Krishna. Just like while we get up, we remember Krishna to come out of ignorance. Then while applying tilak, we take the names of Lord. While applying to the different parts, we take Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Om Madhavaya Namaha. So, and then again while taking prasadam, before that of course we have Mangalarti. Mangalarti we attend, then we glorify the Lord, then we have chanting session, then we listen Bhagavatam, and then we take prasadam. Before prasadam also we glorify Krishna, we thank him. And then throughout the day we have different services. And before retiring also we pray to Guru and Krishna. So like that, sadhana bhakti is designed in such a way that we will attain that stage of constant remembrance of Krishna. So a devotee, Nama Guna Leela. So like he remembers Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes at every moment. So he doesn't forget those. So if we see, there are different glorifications of the Lord. Nama Kirtana, Guna Kirtana, Leela Kirtana. So different glorifications. And we do, we also do, like, we do Nama Kirtana in chanting session, in Sankirtana, then Leela Kirtana. So we read Prabhupada books like Krishna. Night we read. So we are glorifying the activities of the Lord. And Guna, his past, his qualities, when we read Bhagavatam, so we appreciate his qualities. Recently we appreciated Krishna's quality of What is the quality? Recent quality in the previous class? Achyuta. Especially Bhakta Vatsala. So we also discuss about Krishna's qualities. So like that in different way, the program is there. To become free from ignorance and to constantly think of Krishna. So, Gudaka means it is. I didn't explain the meaning. Gudaka means sleep. Isha means one who conquers sleep. So, Gudakesha. So, he could conquer sleep just by remembering Krishna all the time. So, devotee is never in ignorance. So, even in sadhana bhakti, we may sleep. But that sleep is just to. So that we can get up and glorify the Lord. So that sleep also becomes devotionalized. So when we sleep for again rejuvenating our energy and serving the Lord. So like that even at sadhana bhakti stage we can practice pure devotional service. So Kudaka. So actually sleep is required. So sleep nourishes intelligence. So if one doesn't sleep, one will become mad. So we know that if we don't sleep for a few days, what will happen? So it's not to be told. But devotee, he is so great, we can understand. Okay, we'll read the purport. In this verse, Arjuna is referred to as Gudakesha. Gudaka means sleep, and one who conquers sleep is called Gudakesha. Sleep also means ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. As a great devotee of Krishna, he could not forget Krishna even for a moment, because that is the nature of a devotee. Either in waking or in sleep. A devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. So, where this comes? We sing this every day, this phrase. Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Namna Pratikshana Swad. So, every moment, Pratikshana. Thus a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna constantly. This is called Krishna consciousness or samadhi. As Rishikesha, so Srila Prabhupada is explaining the significance of the word Rishikesha. As Rishikesha or the director of the senses and mind of every living entity, Krishna could understand Arjuna's purpose in placing the chariot in the midst of the armies. Thus he did so and spoke as follows. So we'll recite this. Bhishma Drona Pramukata Sarvesham Cha Mahikshitam Uvacha Partha Pashaitan Samavetan Kuruniti. So this verse we can see Krishna got the chariot right in front of Bhishma and Drona. So just to put him in illusion. In compassion, material compassion. So, and then he is telling, Uvacha Partha Pashyatan, see it. So, the Kurus are assembled. Okay, we'll read. Translation and purport. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here. But as the super soul of all living entities, Lord Krishna could understand what was going on in the mind of Krishna. Arjuna. The use of the word Rishikesha in this connection indicates that he knew everything. And the word Partha or the son of Kunti or Pritha is also similarly significant in reference to Arjuna. As a friend, he wanted to inform Arjuna that because Arjuna was the son of Pritha, the sister of his own father, Vasudeva, he had agreed to be the charioteer of Arjuna. So he is telling, I agreed to be your charioteer because you are my cousin. Actually, it is because of his devotee, but that relationship is, no? It is spiritual relationship, it is not material. So that is affection again. Out of affection, he has agreed to be his chariot driver. Now, what did Krishna mean when he told Arjuna to behold the Kurus? So did Arjuna want to stop there and not fight? So Krishna never expected such things from the son of his aunt Pritha. The mind of Arjuna was thus predicted by the Lord in friendly joking. So Lord knows what is going to happen future. So Arjuna will be overwhelmed with compassion by seeing all the relatives. So he is predicted and telling in advance itself. So next verse.
Tatra pashyatitān pārtah pitrinata pitāmahān āchāryān mātulān dhātrīn putrān pautrān sakīn satām śvasurān sunudaschaiva senayorubayorapi.
So here all the relatives, different relatives, so Arjuna is able to see. So all these different relatives are told, their names are told by Prabhupada in the purport. So we'll read it. So before that, Pitrin means fathers, we'll just go through it. Pitamahan means grandfathers. Acharya means teachers. Matulan, maternal uncles. Bhratrin means brothers. You can see the first letter is same, no? Bhratrin, brothers, and D in English and Sanskrit. Putran, sons. Potran, grandsons. Sakhin, friends. Tatha, also. Shwasuran, fathers-in-law. In Hindi, this word is there, no? Sasural. Surhada, well-wishers. Senayorubayorapi. Translation. There Arjuna could see within the midst of the armies of both parties his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers. So literally all kinds of relatives are there. So purport. On the battlefield, Arjuna could see all kinds of relatives. He could see persons like Purushrava, who were his father's contemporaries. Grandfathers, Bhishma and Somadatta. Teachers like Dronacharya and Kripacharya. Maternal uncles like Shalya and Shakuni. Brothers like Duryodhana. Sons like Lakshmana. Friends like Ashwathama. Well-wishers like Kritavarma, etc. He could see also the armies which contained many of his friends. So later you all can do one chart of the kinds of relatives and who are there specifically. So we'll not do that. 27th.
Tan samikshasya konteya sarvan bandhu navastitan kaya paraya vishtavo visidantam.
So tan samiksha means upon seeing them. Sarvan bandhu navastitan. So sarvan means all relatives, all kinds of relatives. So Srila Prabhupada tells that practically the whole community he could see, his family. Kripaya paraya vishto. So there are different kinds of compassions. And here it is, kripaya paraya, of a very high grade. So sometimes we may be just, some thought may come of the relative and we may get little disturbed if we are in ashram or any time. So we may remember them and we may be compassionate. But this kind of compassion which is told is very high grade. So we can imagine. So when the relatives have come right in front of him, that too, to fight against him. So this is very high grade of compassion. Paraya vishtam. So this word will come again in the second chapter. This phrase. Visidan idam abravit. So while lamenting, he spoke the following words. So following words means he will give reason why he doesn't want to first fight. So first reason he will give. So after these words we will be discussing different reasons. The section of title is Arjuna's compassion for his relatives followed by reasons not to fight. So we will go to the next verse. So here first reason would be there. Arjuna uvacha drishtvemam swajanam krishna yuyutsum samupastitam sidanti mama gatrani mukamcha parishushyati. So drishtvemam swajanam krishna. Swajanam means relatives, his kinsmen. Yuyutsum samupastitam. They have come to fight. Sidanti mama gatrani mukam cha parishushyati. So the two symptoms are found in Arjuna here. Two symptoms are described. So first is his bodily limbs are shaking or quivering. So in sometimes in cold, you know, we may experience some limbs. And mukam cha parishushyati, mouth is drying up. So two symptoms are told. So it is because of compassion. So Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he is mainly focusing that this kind of symptom is seen because of the soft hearted nature of Arjuna. So Arjuna had many good qualities. So because he was a devotee. So there are many qualities of devotee, and one of the 26 qualities is that he is very soft hearted. So non-devotees, we can see they may even take pleasure in killing their relatives, but Arjuna is not like that, especially when it comes to their sense gratification. But Arjuna, so although this is also a point where sense gratification is decided in the future verses, he'll be telling, so I don't want this kind of happiness. So this quality of Arjuna because of his being a devotee. So when one does devotional service, so one gets so bhakti, many characteristics, you know, it will have bhakti, and that can be manifested in the devotee. So in Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so he tells first feature of bhakti is all the sins will go away, klesha agni. So just like klesha means miseries, so how will miseries go? When the sins are over, because we are suffering because of our past sinful activities. But when the sins are over upon doing bhakti, then automatically first result is that sins go away and we feel happy. So there will not be klesha. So we talk about trivid klesha. So we talk about them. So but bhakti when we do, so even at sadhana level we can see, so many of the sufferings go away, and we don't experience them. So second characteristics is subhadha. So subhadha means it is all auspicious. So Rupa Goswami tells again, when an activity can be told to be shubhadha or all auspicious, so first is it should be highest welfare activity. So Krishna consciousness is a highest welfare activity, because by doing it one can, you know, benefit the person eternally. So by giving him Krishna, so one can make him free from all the miseries. So previous quality only is kleshagni. So miseries are because of ignorance. So because of ignorance we commit sin, and then we have to suffer. It is basically because of ignorance of our relationship with Krishna we act on the bodily platform. So when we preach Krishna consciousness, that is highest welfare activity. So sometimes people do, they give food for children, they do so many things. But actually that will cause good for some people, but not others. For example, sometimes they give meat for food when they distribute. But then the animals are troubled. So, and even if they don't give meat, then the person who is giving the food, so people will think he is God. So they'll forget the real well-wisher Krishna. So like that, any activity has many faults. But spreading Krishna consciousness, no, for everyone it is no benefit it does. So that is the unique quality of bhakti. It is highest welfare activity. Once Srila Prabhupada met one, he used to meet many social workers, many people who used to do many things for the society. Then naturally he asked, he was organizing eye camps and all. He asked, what you all do for society? Then Prabhupada said, so we give such thing by which person will not get any miseries. So he'll become free from all miseries. Because someone will do care for eyes, someone will care for the other limb, but so many limbs are there. But you will not get this body only by practicing Krishna consciousness. So like that it is highest welfare activity. And then second quality of anything to be all auspicious is that everyone, it should attract. It should attract everyone. So Krishna consciousness is like that. So only a stone will not get attracted to bhakti. So this is second. So we see it depends on the purity of the preacher. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could attract even the animals. So because naturally, so Krishna is all attractive. Then third is, it gives happiness. So bhakti gives happiness. So Krishna tells, so susukum kartum avyayam. So otherwise we would not have been here. And then fourth is, one develops all good qualities. So this is the fourth thing to any activity to be auspicious. So studying in the college is not auspicious because we get bad qualities. So if you all see in the universities, so men, women, all would be smoking, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, they will be doing these things. But a devotee, even in his initial stages, by the practice of remembering Krishna, by doing devotional service, he can overcome all bad qualities. And not just that, he will develop positive good qualities. So this is seen in Arjuna. So because he has a devotee, he has all good qualities. So even we can see in us, so we had so many bad qualities before, but now we have improved. So there is lot of scope. So Arjuna, he was soft hearted, so because of devotional service. So if you all see meat eaters, especially, they are very hard hearted. So by killing animals, so their heart will become so hard that even they will not understand the difference when it comes to kill human being. So that is what happens. So you are seeing living entity killed, then you don't mind killing any living being, so any human being. So animal killing especially makes one heart very hard. And then it makes one's heart not respective for Krishna consciousness also. So like this in but in other hand, devotee has all good qualities. So we'll read the translation and purport. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up. Purport. Any man who has genuine devotion to the Lord has all the good qualities which are found in godly persons or in the demigods. Whereas the devotee, however advanced he may be in material qualifications, by education and culture, so education and culture, no, lacks in good qualities. So they may have different degrees. So sometimes medical teachers and all. So although they tell you should not smoke, it is not good for their patients. So they are found to be smoking, sometimes openly also. So they cannot develop good qualities without becoming devotee. As such, Arjuna, just after seeing his kinsmen, friends and relatives on the battlefield, was at once overwhelmed by compassion for them who had so decided to fight among themselves.
As far as his soldiers were concerned, he was sympathetic from the beginning, but he felt compassion even for the soldiers of the opposite party, foreseeing their imminent death. And while he was so thinking, the limbs of his body began to quiver and his mouth became dry. He was more or less astonished to see their fighting spirit. Practically, the whole community, all blood relatives of Arjuna, had come to fight with him. So in the previous verse it's told, no, Sarvan Bandhun Avasthitan, whole community. So if this happens with us, what will happen? So we'll not be there. So only if one relative comes, it is sufficient to put us into material affection. So only if brother or father comes. He was more or less astonished to see that. Okay, sorry. This overwhelmed a kind devotee like Arjuna. Although it is not mentioned here, still one can easily imagine that not only were Arjuna's bodily limbs quivering and his mouth drying up, but he was also crying out of compassion. So he was crying because of compassion. So Srila Prabhupada is telling here, we can understand, although it is not mentioned. So Prabhupada is not, Prabhupada knows, and also it is clarified in the second verse, the second chapter, first verse. Tam tata kripaya vishram ashru purna kulekshanam. So his eyes were filled with water. Such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but to his soft-heartedness, a characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. So his heart is soft. Sometimes they make peace conferences and all. And in the peace conference, they eat non-vegetarian food. So what is this? So they are most, violent people actually. So where can there be peace where they don't even understand that they should not eat animals? A characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. It is said therefore. So the same words which Prabhupada told in the beginning of the purport, he paraphrased it. So he's put here. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavadya kinchana sarve gunestatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahatguna manorathena sato dhavato bahi. So it's told. So yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. So without any material desire, so genuine devotion who has in his heart all the qualities of demigods are also manifest. Sarvair gune stattra samasate sura. And what to speak of non-devotee? Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathe nasato dhavato bahi. So sometimes we may see some of our friends, apparently they may give a lot of material concern, material benefit for us, but they will be not like that. So externally it may seem they are good, but they will not be like that because they are on mental platform. One who has unflinching devotion for the personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of demigods, but one who is not a devotee of the Lord has only material qualifications that are of little value. This is because he is hovering on the mental plane and is certain to be attracted by the glaring material energy. What happened? Speaking to yourself? So glaring material energy means he will be influenced by Maya when his sense gratification will come. So he may apparently seem to be very saintly, just like Vasudeva. Sorry, not Vasudeva, Kamsa. So Kamsa was accompanying Devaki, so to take him to his husband's house. But that time when he understood her eighth son would be the cause of his death, then his all good qualities became manifest. So like that. सो नेक्स्ट वर्स वेपतुश्च शरीरेण रोम हर्षश्च जायते कामैव संसदे हस्ता वक्षैव परिधर्यते. सो हियर एडिशनल सिम्टम्स आर टोल्ड. सो इन द प्रीवियस वर्स सीदंती मम गात्राणि. सो हिज बॉडीली लिम्स वेर क्यूवरिंग बट हियर द होल बॉडी इज शेकिंग और ट्रेम्बलिंग. वेपतुश्च शरीरे में एंड सेकेंड सिम्टम इज रोम हर्षश्च जायते द हेड्स आर स्टैंडिंग ऑन द एंड. गांडीवम श्रमसते हस्तात् तो गांडीव बो इज स्लीपिंग. सो अर्जुन हैड टेकन अ वाव. सो इफ एनीवन टेल्स मी टू गिव अप दिस गांडीव बो सो आई विल किल हिम लाइक दैट. सो त्वक चैव परिधयते बट द सेम गांडीव ब्लो इट्स स्लीपिंग फ्रॉम हिज हैंड. सो वी कैन इमेजिन हाउ मच. सो ही बिकेम ओवरवेल्ड एंड द स्किन इज बर्निंग. त्वक चैव परिधयते. Translation: My whole body is trembling, my hair is standing on end, my bow Gandiva is slipping more from my hand, and my skin is burning. Okay, we'll read Purport. Okay, before that, especially these two symptoms which are given, first two, vepatuscha sharire me roma harshascha jayate. So there are many symptoms of bhava bhakti. So in when person he comes to the higher stage of devotional service, so when he comes to the bhava stage, one stage before prema, that time only there will be many symptoms seen in his. So these things happen in great spiritual ecstasy or sometimes in material fear also. So in the Purport, Srila Prabhupada is telling mainly it is because of material condition in Arjuna's case. So if you see in previous verse, Prabhupada told because of compassion. So because of his being a pure devotee. So in this verse he is telling because of material condition, loss of life. Arjuna's symptoms in this situation are out of material fear. But still, because he is devotee, he is compassionate. So Prabhupada sometimes he puts both ways, because Krishna has put Arjuna into illusion. So in Bhava Bhakti there are many symptoms. So like which two are mentioned, trembling of the body. We say in the song, Pulaka Sharire, Gauranga Bolite Habe, Pulaka Sharire, Hari Hari Bolite, Nayane Babe Nire. So these symptoms come in a devotee's body, they can be seen. They are called as Ashta Sattvika Vikaras. So voice getting choked. So some of these symptoms I remember. So like that they are Ashta Sattvika Vikaras. And this can be seen in a devotee. So one should not purposefully do that. Sometimes some kirtanayas would be there. So they will do kirtan and they'll remove water from the eyes. They'll put mirchi also sometimes, and they'll get sometimes. So such incidents also are there in Bengal. So wherein professional kirtanas, kirtaniyas just to show, they will do. So once, I think Haridas Thakur, so one pastime is there. Haridas Thakur, he exhibited these symptoms. So he was just started rolling on the ground, his whole body was shaking and so many other symptoms. And all the devotee people assembled, they glorified him like anything. So they could understand these are genuine symptoms. But then another person he did, and then they beat him nicely. So we should not show like that. So how can we see that a devotee is in bhava stage? So in his absorption of Krishna, in how much he is absorbed in Krishna, and especially this can be seen in nine terms. So Rupa Goswami tells so that how we can distinguish. So these. So he says Anyavyart, what is it? Anavyart. Shanti Ravyarta Kalatvam. So he will be tolerant and he will not waste time. So he will utilize all the time. Avyarta Kalatvam. And he is detached, Vidakti. Mana Shunyata. He doesn't desire for respect. And like that. Asha Bandha Samatkanta Nama Gane Sadaruchi. So he is keeping hope after hope that I will attain perfection. And Nama Gane Sadaruchi, he always takes pleasure in chanting. So these are some of the symptoms we can genuinely see. So but otherwise we should not accept anyone as present, as at that stage. So Arjuna, surely he is a pure devotee and he all got all the symptoms. Parpar, there are two kinds of trembling of the body and two kinds of standing of the hair on end. Such phenomenon occur either in great spiritual ecstasy or out of great fear under material conditions. So when we get fear, many things happen. So this fear which is talked here is very high fear, no? Not something. Even if you see snake, of course some fear would be there. But this is especially loss of life. So especially death is the greatest fear in the world actually for any living entity. There is no fear in transcendental realization. So in spiritual life there is no fear. So it will be more discussed in the next chapter, what is the cause of fear. Next verse. Arjuna's symptoms in this situation are out of material fear, namely loss of life. So he is fearful of the loss of life of his relatives. So that is putting him into fear. He is confident that he will win. So this is evident from other symptoms also. He became so impatient that his famous bow, Gandiva, was slipping from his hands. So if this was devotional symptom, then Gandiva slipping, how will we understand? So that is not mentioned in Bhava Bhakti. So he was put into ignorance. And because his heart was burning within him, he was feeling a burning sensation of the skin. All these are due to a material conception of life. So basically material conception puts us into anxiety. So that anxiety only is, it is a burning sensation actually. So suffering. So every day morning we say, samsara dava nala lida loka. So samsara, this material existence, it is just like forest fire, it is burning sensation. So everyone feels, no, some kind of unhappiness in the heart. So that is because of material conception. But still one thinks that he can become happy by material life. Still he goes on planning, making so many material plans out of illusion. So he thinks that scarcity, so in the breakfast you are telling, we are taking. No, people think that because of scarcity we are in suffering. But that is not there. Everything is available. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, in this world, if there is a scarcity of anything, that is only of Krishna consciousness, nothing else. So food, everything is there. But because there is no devotional service, there is burning sensation in the heart. Okay, we'll read the next verse. Nacho shaknomya vasatum dhamativa chame manaha nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. So in the first two lines, so another two symptoms are given. So you all can later make list of all the symptoms. So verse 28 to 30. So here next symptom is, I am not able to stand here any longer. So he is not able to stand, and then his mind also. His mind, I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. They say, no? Reeling. So chakkar they use in Hindi. So this much, you know, that these were the symptoms in Arjuna. So sometimes in exams you all may feel this. So everyone has experience of exams. I see only causes of misfortune. O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon. So Arjuna is seeing, I see only misfortune. Okay, that will be told in the future verses also, in 32nd to 35, that how he is seeing misfortune only. Okay, we'll read the purport again. Here causes of the fear are discussed. Due to his impatience, Arjuna was unable to stay on the battlefield, and he was forgetting himself on account of this weakness of his mind. Excessive attachment for material things puts a man in such a bewildering condition of existence. So when one is attached to relatives, for material things especially, here it's told, so then he is put in bewildering condition. So body, especially when we identify ourselves with the body, fear comes. So bhayam dvitiya bhiniveshata syat. Such fearfulness and loss of mental equilibrium take place in persons who are too much affected by material conditions. So what is the source of fear? So thinking that something is different from Krishna. So thinking there is something greater than Krishna. So that is the cause of fear. So, and in material condition, so accepting the body, so body is very fearful. So bodily, because body means it is suffering. Arjuna envisioned only painful reverses in the battlefield. He would not be happy even by gaining victory over the foe. So he was seeing only bodily happiness in terms of the body. The words nimittani viparitani are keshava are significant. When a man sees only frustration in his expectations, he thinks, why am I here? Everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare. No one is interested in the Supreme Self. So we can see we all are calculating how we will become happy. So how I'll maintain my body properly, how I'll earn my money, so hook or crook, so everyone is concerned about his own happiness. So but in the very second line, so Krishna, Prabhupada is telling, we'll read now, Arjuna is showing ignorance of his real self-interest by Krishna's will. So Arjuna was never, he knew that my interest is in satisfying Krishna. So, but Krishna put him into illusion. So he is considering in terms of bodily duties. So if I fight my relatives, then I will not be able to enjoy with them. And even if I don't kill them, so still I'll be loser. Like that he is thinking. So whatever I do, I see causes of misfortune. So both ways he is confused now. So one's real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna. The conditioned soul forgets this and therefore suffers material pains. Arjuna thought that his victory in the battle would only be a cause of lamentation for him. So we'll be discussing this more in 32nd verse, that how one's real interest is in satisfying Krishna. So next verse. Nacha shreyo nu pashyami hatva svajanam ahave nakamkshe vijaya Krishna nacha rajyam sukhami cha. I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle. Nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness. He is foreseeing the future. So same calculative, think whether I'll be happy in the future. So we'll read the purport. Without knowing that one's real self-interest is in Vishnu or Krishna, conditioned souls are attracted by bodily relationships, trying to be happy in such situations. In such a blind conception of life, they forget even the causes of material happiness. So Prahlad Maharaj, so he said, Nathe vidhu swartha gatin hi Vishnu durashaya bhairartha maninaha. So people think by material advancement we can be happy by giving pleasures to the body. But they are thinking bahirartha manina, means just by satisfying external body they can be happy. But a living entity, he is part and parcel of Krishna. So his real self-interest is in pleasing Krishna. Just as the part, when it satisfies the whole, that time only he can be happy. So this is material conception of life. So people in cities, they like to try to live amidst highest pleasures, so many pleasures, but all are based only on bodily conception. So Srila Prabhupada used to say it is cage polishing civilization. So they give importance only to the external body, so without caring what is the food for soul. So if we don't attend Mangalarti for one day, we can understand how much bad day would be that. So how much dull. So bodily conception always lead to suffering. In such a blind conception of conception of life, they forget even the causes of material happiness. Actually Arjuna in this verse is using the word Shreya. Shreya means ultimate benefit, that is Krishna. But he is forgetting his immediate benefit, prayas also. So that is what Krishna is telling, Srila Prabhupada is telling. Causes of material happiness. So happiness basically comes by fulfilling material desires at material level. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Only till kama. So when we have artha, we can fulfill kama. But unless and until one does dharma, that time he cannot get. So one may do sinfully, but again he'll have the reactions. So apparently one may earn many things by doing sinful work. He may get paper money. Actually that also won't happen, so as we know. So they may get some grains which are grown in the city, which are polished. So one who follows dharma, so he will get material happiness also, that is prayers. But Arjuna is forgetting that also. So although he is talking about Shreya, so Arjuna happiest to have even forgotten the moral codes for a Kshatriya. So what is prayer for Kshatriya to fight? So whatever duty is there for Brahmana to teach, to give the message, by doing that he will get his immediate benefit also. So he'll get some charity. If Brahmana doesn't preach, if he doesn't teach, how he'll get charity? So similarly, Kshatriya will get his immediate benefit upon doing his duty. So Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Shastra. It is said that two kinds of men, namely the Kshatriyas who dies directly in front of the battlefield under Krishna's personal orders, and the person in the renounced order of life who is absolutely devoted to spiritual culture, are eligible to enter into the sun globe which is so powerful and dazzling. So here it's told. So even if Krishna, Arjuna, so he is fighting directly, of course he'll get the spiritual world. But generally a Kshatriya, so he'll get this, which is told in the Shastra. So it is win-win situation. Arjuna is reluctant even to kill his enemies, let alone his relatives. He thinks that by killing his kinsmen there would be no happiness in his life. So, nacha rajyam sukhanicha. He is not able to see. Uh, he thinks that by killing his kinsman there would be no happiness in his life, and therefore he is not willing to fight, just as a person who does not feel hunger is not inclined to cook. So he knows if he will fight also, he will not be happy. So he will lament over the death of his relatives. Then how he will feel inclined to fight? So again the point is, so again this is self-interest. Means selfish interest. One is thinking about his happiness. He has now decided to go into the forest and live a secluded life in frustration. But a Kshatriya, he requires a kingdom for his subsistence, because the Kshatriyas cannot engage themselves in other occupation, in any other occupation. So Kshatriyas, they cannot beg. So they have to rule the citizens, collect taxes and stay. But gaining a kingdom lies in fighting with his cousins and brothers and reclaiming the kingdom inherited from his father, which he does not like to do. So two things. So one is he can fight and win, emerge victorious. So that he doesn't like to do. So because because he will not be able to enjoy with his relatives. And second is, he doesn't want to die, give up his life and get higher destination also. So both things he is thinking. Both if I fight, if I win, if I lose, so it is not good. So he is saying, I want to go to the forest, Prabhupada is telling. He wants to give up his dharma only. Therefore, he considers himself fit to go to the forest to live in a secluded life of frustration. So he wants to give his Kshatriya dharma also. So because he is seeing Viparitani Keshava, only misfortune. So next reason. Till now we saw that how he is... Till 28th to 30th verse, he saw how because of compassion I don't want to fight. So he gave reason not to fight. Compassion. So because of compassion, he told, I don't want to fight. He was very compassionate. And now 32nd to 35th, it is because he is saying, I will not even get material happiness. So we will see how. We will decide. किम नो राजेन गोविंद किम भोगेन जीवितेन वा एषामर्ते कांक्षितं नो राजं भोगासुकानि च तैमेव स्थिता युद्धे प्राणां त्यक्त्वा धनानि च आचार्या पितरा पुत्रास्तथैव च पितामहाः मातुला श्वशुरा पुत्रा शाल्या सम्बन्धिनस्तथा So first we'll discuss that how he is saying that I will not get material happiness also. So he is saying, Kim no Rajena Govinda. What is the use of Raja? What is the use of kingdom, O Govinda? Kim bhoge jivite nava. What is the use of happiness derived? So after kingdom. So when one gets the kingdom, he will get lot of happiness also. But what is the use? Why? Esha marte kamchitam no rajam bhoga sukhanisha cha. So a father, he may earn livelihood also, but he will not enjoy alone. So happiness lies in sharing actually. Even material happiness, one will share and then he will become happy. So Arjuna is telling, Esha marte. So I am fighting for my relatives, and those are only assembled in front of me. So what? How can I share my happiness? So I'll be alone. So generally, people they want to show and become happy to their relatives. Sometimes we can see. So they'll have big bungalows and they'll show them. and they'll invite, and like this they'll be happy. So when someone wants to join also ashram, so one reason would be the parents won't be happy is because they won't be happy to show that their son has become sadhu. So they want to show that he has become doctor, engineer. So like that, everyone wants to share the happiness. But if there is no one there to share, then what is the use, Arjuna is telling. Arjam, Rajam, Bhoka, Sukhani cha. So upon fighting, what all he will get? Kingdom, Bhoga, material happiness, and again Sukhani cha. So what is the use, he is telling. So they are standing before us. And then, so second point we'll discuss is, he is using the word Govinda. So Govinda means, Go means it has many meanings. It has meaning like senses, cows and land. So Govinda means, here it means one who gives happiness to the senses. So Arjuna is telling that you are Govinda, why are you asking me to fight? So he is thinking that Govinda means he has to satisfy the living entity's senses. But it is not like that. Bhakti principle is Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. We have to engage our senses in the service of Krishna. Then result would be, we will become happy. By bhakti, we will become happy. So everyone thinks like that. How I will become happy? So no one thinks how Krishna will become happy. So in the spiritual world, everyone is thinking about Krishna's happiness. But material world, it pervades. And one thinks about his own happiness. So like this, he is using this word Govinda. Taime vastita yudhe pranam tektva dhanani cha acharya pitara putra tathaiva cha pitamaha. So in the 34th verse, you all can see. So he is listing all the relatives first. So these he has told in, he has seen them in 27th verse. Tatra pashyat stitan partha. And now he is telling, etan na hantu michami natopi madhusudana. So even if they kill me, so natopi, even if they kill me, I don't desire to kill them actually. So I am ready to give up my life also. So this reason he is telling. And then further he is telling, api trailokya rajasya heto kimnu mahikrite. Even if I get sovereignty over three worlds, so trailokya, still nihatya dhartarashtrana ka priti kya janardana. So still what pleasure we will get by killing our relatives. So these reasons here, especially 32 to 35, it is that he is telling, I will not get sensual happiness also. So because those relatives with whom I will have to fight, so they will not be there. So with whom I will share my happiness. So and the same point I have to elaborate, that Govinda means he is the one who gives pleasure to the senses. So it is actually when we do bhakti, so we will get pleasure, so we will feel pleasure. But the principle is, we have to engage our senses in service of Krishna. So not that Krishna directly will fulfill our desires. So which people generally think, so neophytes, when in the beginning, so they go to God for material benefits, give me my bread. So they think Lord has to become our order supplier. So otherwise he is not God. So similarly, Arjuna is telling like that. So you are Govinda, you have to satisfy my senses. But that is not true. So we are object of Krishna's vision. So this comes Tribdrasya Vichar. So seer and the seen. So there is happiness in the activity of seeing. So, but this seeing, this happiness, it is for Krishna. So, seeing means enjoying, is compared to enjoying. And we are the object of the seen. We are the object of Krishna. So, we are meant to be enjoyed. So, we are not for enjoying. And then we will be happy. Just as part will be happy when it serves the whole. So, and also this word Madhusudana has significance. So, just after telling all the relatives, he is telling Natopi Madhusudana. So, you are killer of Madhu demon. So, you didn't kill your relatives. So, like that, Krishna, Arjuna is telling to Krishna. And again, Ka Priti Sya Janardana. So, you are maintainer of all living entities. Janardana means maintainer. Why you want me to kill them? So, that some of the words, some of Krishna's names. So, in this context, we'll read the translation and purport. O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield? O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure will be derived from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra? Actually, the point is true. So even if we are given the, even if we are made the king of the world, so three worlds, so we will not be happy. So still material miseries would be there. Unless and until one becomes devotee, so one practices Krishna consciousness, there is no hope of happiness. So Parpat, Arjuna has addressed Lord Krishna as Govinda because Krishna is the object of all pleasures for cows and the senses. By using this significant word, Arjuna indicates that Krishna should understand what will satisfy Arjuna's senses. So he is saying, so Krishna should understand. So I will not be happy, he is thinking. So he is always thinking from his perspective, not what Krishna wants from me. So we also calculate, no, many times. So I will not be happy by doing this. We don't see, oh, senior, Guru is telling we have to do. So no, I have to become happy. So that is our object. But then we'll never be happy. But Govinda is not meant for satisfying our senses. If we try to satisfy the senses of Govinda, however, then automatically our own senses are satisfied. Materially, everyone wants to satisfy his senses and he wants God to be the order supplier for such satisfaction. The Lord will satisfy the senses of the living entities as much as they deserve, but not to the extent that they may covet. But when one takes the opposite way, namely when one tries to satisfy the senses of Govinda without desiring to satisfy one's own senses, then by the grace of Govinda, all desires of the living entity are satisfied. Even while doing kirtan, if we think we will dance to get pleasure ourselves, then we will not feel that happiness. But if we please Krishna by our dancing, by our playing mridanga, then we will be happy. Arjuna's deep affection for community and family members is exhibited here partly due to his natural compassion for them. So it is very natural, no? Relatives, if they come in front. He is therefore not prepared to fight. Everyone wants to show his opulence to friends and relatives, but Arjuna fears that all his relatives and friends will be killed on the battlefield and he will be unable to share his opulence after victory. So one is sharing, one is showing. So one may share with very close relatives, like fathers or children, wife, and one will show the distant relatives, no? So by having this thing. This is a typical calculation of material life. No, sometimes they have to have car just to show, just for prestige. And that is the main reason. the transcendental life. So in regard to car, it's told when they launched the nano car, so which was 1 lakh, so that everyone can have. So it was not taken actually. No one buys it because they thought it is prestige issue. They think we are poor. The transcendental life, however, is different. Since a devotee wants to satisfy the senses of the Lord, he can, Lord willing, accept all kinds of opulence for the service of the Lord. So it was Lord's desire that he fight. So Arjuna should be ready to accept opulence. And if the Lord is not willing, he should not accept a farthing. So devotee, he is not detached from material opulence. If it comes by Krishna's accord, so he will not say, no, it is Maya. And devotee is, no, opulence is not material also. So it is because of Krishna he is getting. Arjuna did not want to kill his relatives, and if there were any need to kill them, he desired that Krishna kill them personally. So at this point, he did not know that Krishna had already killed them before they are coming into the battlefield. So in 11th chapter, Krishna tells, so nimitta matram bhava sabya sachi. So Krishna had already killed. So he showed the universal form, that how all the sinful people, you know, they were going they were swallowed. And he was only to become an instrument for Krishna. So even we have to become instrument of guru and disciple, of the preaching movement. So what good can we do? Just by following instructions we can do something. So if we try to, if we don't follow instructions, then we'll be of no good. This fact is disclosed in following chapters. As a natural devotee of the Lord, Arjuna did not like to retaliate against his miscreant cousins and brothers, but it was the Lord's plan that they should all be killed. The devotee of the Lord does not retaliate against the wrongdoer, but the Lord does not tolerate any mischief done to the devotee by the miscreants. So many bad things they did to the Pandavas, but still Arjuna was considering so that we will not fight like that. But Krishna will not excuse. So first offense we tell, no? So those who offend the preachers of the holy names. So the Lord will punish them. The Lord can excuse a person on his own account, but he excuses no one who has done harm to his devotees. Therefore the Lord was determined to kill the miscreants, although Arjuna wanted to excuse them. Next verse. Papamevashraye tasmat advaitanatatayinah tasmanarhavayam hantum dhartarashtram sabandhavan swajanam hi katam dhatva sukina shama manava. So he is giving the next reason. So two reasons are over: compassion and material happiness. So this reason is telling papam, first word, no? So we will get sinful reactions. So for killing them. Hatvaitan atatayinah. So and he is telling swajanam hi katam hatva sukina shama madhava. So he is using the word madhava. So madhava means husband of goddess of fortune. So he is telling, so you are husband of goddess of fortune, why are you getting unfortunate condition for me? Why are you getting misfortune for me by telling me to fight? Because he is seeing misfortune. He is thinking like that. So how will we become happy? And he is giving the reason, especially by killing Atatayinah. So how will we be happy? By killing our own kinsmen. So in the purport Srila Prabhupada, he is telling what are the six kinds of aggressors. So there is this, Prabhupada is quoting first one verse, which is from Vasishtha Smriti. So in which he is listing the six aggressors, and then he immediately tells, such aggressors are at once to be killed, and no sin is incurred by killing such aggressors. So that is told in Manu Samhita. So these two quotes are there in Manu Samhita. So there is no sin, but Arjuna is also using the word atataina. So he is saying that according to Dharma Shastras, these two quotes which Prabhupada is quoting in the beginning, these are told in Artha Shastras, that atatainas have to be killed and there is no sin. But he is seeing Dharma Shastras are higher, he is seeing through those. So it is told, Ma Hamsa Himsa Sarva Bhutana. So one should not give violence to any living entity. So Arjuna is telling like that. But still, he is exhibiting saintly character. So, but Kshatriya has, when it comes to war, religious war, so he should not be coward. So that Prabhupada is discussing in the purport. So we'll directly read it. So all these are different different reasons would be refuted by Krishna in the oncoming chapters. So you all should know properly which were the reasons given by Arjuna. So we will directly read the purport. Yeah, one point is there. Okay, we'll read it. According to Vedic injunctions, there are six kinds of aggressors. A poison giver, one who sets fire to the house, one who attacks with deadly weapons, one who plunders riches, and one who occupies another land, and one who kidnaps a wife. So this is told in Vasishtha Smriti. I'll read it. Agnito agnido gharadaschaiva shastrapanis dhanapaha shetradhara paharcha eti ityatyaha atatainaha. So agnido means one who sets fire to the house. Garadas, one who gives poison. Chaiva, also. Shastrapanis, so one who plundered, one who puts deadly weapons. Dhanapaha means one who takes wealth, dhana, from you. Then Kshetradharapaharicha. Kshetra means one who occupies your land. So many of the cases, would be because of land in the courts now, if you see. Brothers also will be fighting. So here also it's the case of brothers. So they have taken away the land. And itya atatainaha. These six are atatainaha. This is told in Vasishtha Smriti. And next is, such aggressors are at once to be killed, and no sin is incurred by killing such aggressors. Such killing of aggressors is quite befitting any ordinary man. So generally, if someone kills any living entity, he will be taken in, put into the jail. So especially in Vedic culture, these things, jail won't be there, but they'll be giving some treatment. Jail would be there surely, but otherwise, so they are. If the person is atatai, then he has excuse. So they will consider. So such aggressors are at once to be killed, and no sin is incurred by killing such aggressors. So this is also comes in Manu Smriti. So Prabhupada is quoting them. Adatainam ayantam hanyadi eva vicharaya natatai vade dosha hantur bhavati kashana. So it is telling first sentence. So atatais have to be killed. And second line it is telling, so no dosha, there is no fault in hantu bhavati kashana, at any time in killing such aggressors. So once Priyagandhu quoted that once one devotee during Prabhupada time, he killed one man who ran with his wife. But he has to consider also actually time place he just killed. So what are the laws now? So many things. So he just killed. So that time, of course, so Arjuna was So Krishna is sanctioning it actually. So there is no violence actually. So sometimes Gandhiji, he used the non-violence. So on the name of Bhagavad Gita, that also. Although in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is himself asking Arjuna to fight. So non-violence may be a temporary tact, but it cannot be principle. So Kshatriyas have to fight. So we'll read further. He was saintly by character and therefore he wanted to deal with them in saintliness. This kind of saintliness, however, is not for a Kshatriya. So now he is fighting, so now he should not exhibit. Although a responsible man in the administration of a state is required to be saintly, he should not be cowardly. So rishis are, rajas, the kings are raja rishis. So they are saintly also, but they should not be cowardly. For example, so once Srila Prabhupada, he expressed in a lecture, so that when I was preaching, some people came and told me that everyone is chanting, they are becoming cowardly. They are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then Prabhupada replied, you can see the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the future. So yeah, it will be seen in all the fields. So Krishna is unlimited. So a devotee is ready to fight also. He told two great wars. He told Arjuna and Hanuman, they were the heroes of the war. So devotee is not cowardly. For example, Lord Rama was so saintly that people even now are anxious to live in the kingdom of Lord Rama, Rama Raja. But Lord Rama never showed any cowardice. Ravana was an aggressor against Rama because Ravana kidnapped Rama's wife. So he is Atatai. One who kidnaps wife. Rama's wife Sita. But Lord Rama gave him sufficient lessons unparalleled in the history of the world. In Arjuna's case, however, one should consider the special type of aggressors, namely his own grandfather, his own teacher, friends, sons, grandsons, etc. Because of them, Arjuna thought that he should not take the severe steps necessary against ordinary aggressors. So his argument is, he is using the word atatai, means he is accepted, that he has to kill them. But again he is telling, swajanam hi katam hatva, still they are my relatives. They are special atatayas. Because of them, Arjuna thought that he should not take the severe steps. So we have told. We have read. Besides that, saintly persons are advised to forgive. Such injunctions for saintly persons are more important than any political emergency. So saintly people, they cannot take, Kshatriya's job. So one may lose his power also. So if one becomes... Kshatriya means you have to remove anger. So you may lose some of the Brahminical assets. Arjuna considered that rather than kill his own kinsmen for political reasons, it would be better to forgive them on grounds of religion and saintly behavior. He did not therefore consider such killing profitable simply for the matter of temporary bodily happiness. After all, kingdoms and pleasures derived therefrom are not permanent. So why should he risk his life and eternal salvation by killing his own kinsmen? So he's thinking, I may kill and I may have to suffer for sinful reactions. So that will be an obstacle in my getting promotion to the spiritual world. Arjuna's addressing of Krishna as Madhava, or the husband of the goddess of fortune, is also significant in this connection. He wanted to point out to Krishna that as the husband of the goddess of fortune, he should not induce Krishna to take up a matter which would ultimately bring about misfortune. Krishna, however, never brings misfortune to anyone, to say nothing of his devotees. So these till here, three reasons are completed. In the next section, so which will begin in the next class. So the fourth reason is addressed. So and then again in the second chapter, so in the beginning Arjuna gives one more reason. So we'll conclude here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you all can properly go through these reasons so that you all can understand second chapter and fourth chapter, third also properly. No, he is saying, if I kill, with whom I'll enjoy?
Ah, that's right. But his family was angry with Pandavas.
Yeah, they are like that, but Arjuna is devotee, you know? So he is considering like that.
The family was not angry with Pandavas.
They were angry. But still devotee, see, Bhishma Deva is there, his grandfather. So, and all the other relatives. So literally all the blood relatives are assembled there. So they were very close. So, you know, they used to stay together, you know, no? Bhishma Deva had taken their care. No? So they are bent upon fighting. But still he is telling, although they may kill me, but I won't do that. So I will better stay with them properly. So that is because he is devotee. So viparit, see, viparit means opposite. Just the opposite. So he is saying, I am seeing only what you call misfortune to me. So even if I fight, even if I win back victory, with whom I'll fight? So the point is, he is seeing just the opposite. He is not seeing how he'll get happiness.
He is seeing misfortune.
Negative, yeah, misfortune he is seeing. I see only causes. See, the word only means. So he is never thinking that he will be happy. Any fortune will come to him. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada tells, no? When a man sees only frustration in his expectation, he thinks, why am I here? Everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare. Only frustration means. So he is not finding any hope of his becoming happy at that situation. So this verse only, I think it's told. It is Arjuna was saying both verses, both ways I'll be the loser, lose-lose situation. But Krishna tells how it is win-win situation in the future, second chapter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sorry?
Not ask There was one who occupies
another's
land.
Oh yeah, we didn't discuss that, no? What all they did? Poison? Poison, who was given poison? Bhima was given. Who was lit fire? Who was, no, whose house was?
Yeah.
They were put into lack house. Deadly weapons?
Ashwatthama.
Ashwatthama, correct. And even in the fight, they had... Yeah, five sons. Yeah. Plundered riches. Gambling match. Yeah. They took away all the riches from them. By gambling, they cheated them. Then occupy another's land. You are asking this, no? So it was their kingdom, no? So whole kingdom was theirs. So it was supposed to go to Yudhishthira without any reason. but they are occupying the whole kingdom, they are not ready to give anything. Kidnaps wife, so Draupadi, they try to disrobe her.
Before war, who was
attacked
by
eternal
weapons?
Before war, deadly weapons. I don't know.
Yes, so when they were in Agyatvas, so that time Duryodhana sent, so that there was a war between Arjuna and all the
army
of Kurus.
When they were?
When their Agyatvas was about to get over, so that time Duryodhana had sent army to search for them. So that pastime is there, you know, that Virat, the king's son, Arjuna becomes a chariot driver and drives a chariot. But then that son, he becomes fearful. And then Arjuna reveals his identity and then he fights. Alone he fights with the entire army of Kurus.
So this is one reason.
Yes, one who occupies another's land, like they took the Hastinapur who was belonging to them, does it apply to today's material world, like they have different lands and one occupies the other land?
Of course, this we can't apply, you know, aggressors in this particular time, in the sense. So, but what is exactly your question, if someone occupies the land?
Like the lands are divided among people.
Now everyone is based on cheating. No, now there is no dharma. So that time dharma was there. Now everything is cheating. No, we can't properly apply these things. Although sometimes genuinely one may possess some land, but sometimes someone may still try to capture. So some cases would be there. But nothing is true. No, everything is gambling only. So the occupation also is. It is not pure money, it is not earned by money, dharma. Then naturally, then if it is not earned by dharma, then the land also is not according to dharma. So you have just made it yours by crooked means. So by cheating and so many things. What is exactly your question? Manusamhita. Means in the, it's not applicable in the sense we can't, you know, say this actually in the sense we will, like Prabhupada example, like, you know, Prabhupada disciple, so he killed, so details I don't know, he killed one person who went on with his wife, but they have to see the present rules also, otherwise, you know, so they will be in trouble. So they have to go according to the present rules also, surely. So it's we can't say they are not there, samhitas. So there are different samhitas available. So I don't know to what extent they can be applied at all. But for Kali Yuga especially, it's told Bhagavatam. Kalo nashta drisham eshan puran arko dhunodita. Especially Bhagavatam. But surely when it comes to Varnashrama dharma and laws, Smriti Shastras have to be considered, because Smriti Shastras, they give different laws, law of, you know, inheritance. So different laws they give, those have to be considered surely.
One question. Mm-hmm. 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 About the Dronacharya.
Yeah, Dronacharya. That would be answered in the second chapter. But the point is, that time they were, before he was Brahmana, but later he had joined side of whom? Duryodhana for money, for financial purpose. So he fell down from his Brahminical position. So he fell down from his position as Guru. So he says, no, Guru na hatvani mahanu bhavan, that in purports Srila Prabhupada writes that.
When text, it is said that two kinds of men, namely the Kshatriyas who dies directly in the battlefield under Krishna's personal order,
and the person in the renounced order of life who absolutely devoted to spiritual culture are eligible to enter the Sangha, which is so powerful and lasting. Here two people are mentioned, Kshatriyas and renounced people who are devoted to spiritual culture enter the Sangha. Does this mean that they enter higher planetary systems like Swarnaloka?
Sun globe means it is. Sun is in Swarnaloka.
Then here to this persons in the
spiritually falling, you know.
Yeah, persons in the renounced order of life who are absolutely devoted to spiritual culture. They should go back from that body. So why it is
also
wait, wait, wait 1 minute. Give me some time, no? If I ask comments you all can tell. Personal order and the person in the rounds of the flight who is absolutely devoted to spiritual culture. We have to see, it is told in Parashara Smriti, this quote. So I'll tell, I'll think I'll ask the event when it comes. But there is difference, no? Kshatriyas and Kshatriyas means he is married and there will be so many things. He has his, you know, personal things also. So you may say he is a Raja Rishi, so he is dedicated. But still the gravity is there, no? So there is difference still. There may be pure devotees also, Kshatriyas. Absolutely devoted to spiritual culture, you see. It is, Prabhupada is qualifying that. So he is telling Kshatriya, just Kshatriya, who dies directly in the front of battlefield under Krishna's personal orders. Both are great actually. So then we will say why it is sun globe. So we'll see that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But we have to just take it as an indication, no? It's not that we have to get confused. So we should know if one follows Krishna's orders, he'll get in the spiritual world. Principle we should take, not details always. No, question should be on principles. Many questions have been asked only on details. I asked Priyogan for the same thing, no? Many, I'll prepare many things to answer details and then he told we should cut actually. It should be principle, no? It should be practical, no? Not on details. Of course that can be there also. Yes. Yeah, there is there.
Arjuna is telling that even if I go to the three worlds, I will not be happy in the proportion of my sin. Does it show to me that?
Kingdom of three worlds, Swarga Loka.
All the three worlds. Does it show that Arjuna is full knowledge? Is full knowledge. He knows that if I go from Brahma Loka,
yeah, he knows.
I will not be happy.
Yeah, he knows. Thank you.
But still, he is being in illusion.
Yeah,
he is in
illusion. So, just to tell the gravity, he is telling that actually, you know. So, what to say of this earth? So in 2.8 also, no? Avapya bhuma asapatnam riddham rajam suranam abhichadipatyam. So same thing he is telling, you see. Even if I get sovereignty over demigods.
Thank you.
Prabhupada is telling, no? Birth, old age, disease and death in the perfect, he is telling.
Everyone come outside this room. Keep it there. We cannot keep your tables here.